Hello.
Hi, is this Jay?
This is Jay.
Hi, Jay. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. How's your Friday going?
Good. How about yours?
Not bad. Not bad. Thanks for asking. So I just missed your call. I was trying to get off the line as quickly as I could. But so I wanted to follow up with you when I got off that call. Thanks for calling back, by the way. So did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, not really. I was just gonna give it a go, give it a try.
Okay.
You said it was what, 250 or something?
Well, it's 299. But what I'll do, I'm gonna waive your setup fee, save you an extra $99 off of that setup fee. The 299 is a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it'll never go up. It's an exact amount to the penny. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It's just exactly $299 a month.
Right, right.
Of course, it is month to month. There's no contract. In fact, let me get a little bit of information from you. And then one thing that I have to do because we're Google Premier Partners is to read what's called a voice verification. So it does outline the service agreement, of course, pricing and everything being that flat rate month to month. I think I've got most of the information. Now, it's NorCal Router, right? And NorCal is kind of smushed together, N-O-R, no space, C-A-L, with a capital C, right? That's how you want the business to be branded. Gotcha. And the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the number not only for us to call you, it's also the business number, right? It's the number you want your customers to call?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then when we call you, we will use phone, we'll use text, we'll use email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you?
So what kind of, like, what would that be? Like, what are you, I get trying, like, to contact me, but what would you guys be contacting me over again? Hello? Hello?
I'm not sure if you can still hear me. Something,
Oh, there you are. There you are.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure what happened with that connection there. We will periodically want to get information out to you, or we might need a little bit of information from you, any quick updates and things like that, phone, text, and email. There's going to be a little bit of redundancy built into it. You know, if it's, if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and send a text, that type of thing. But certainly for something that we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. And they want us to ask if you have a preference.
Just all three. So that's fine. Like call,
all three.
Call, text, yeah, call
or,
text
email.
Or email.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be a little bit of redundancy built into that system there. The one thing I did want to ask you though, because correct me if I'm wrong, you're service based, right? So you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address that you would want us to promote for your business online, right?
Correct.
Okay. Because I did see on the Angie leads, the 9100 Avizen Way. Is that a residence?
Yeah, that's where I live.
It is. Okay. Well, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if that was a shop, or a small office where you did your paperwork, if you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list the physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even that zip code and certainly not that physical street address. And then, of course, we'll be able to target, I think it was like 50 to 80 miles north, maybe 25 miles south, something like that. We'll get very specific about where you want to be found and, of course, all the services that you want to provide. We'll be doing a follow-up call. One of our technicians, we call it a client interview. That's where we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need to promote for your business. hours of operation you want to be listed for, forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, kind of verify information that I have and information off of your website. The other thing that, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, okay. The other thing that I'll do is read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's a fixed flat rate, that it will never go up. What is your last name, by the way?
It's Gasca, but... what do you call it? It might come up with both of my last names like pressed together. So
okay.
So, but I go with one main last name. Yeah, which is Gaska.
Is that G-A-S-K-A?
G-A-S-K-A.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will take a look at that client interview calendar, and then give me just a quick second here to get that voice verification set up. Okay. So it reads as follows, Jay. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Gaska, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
NorCal Router and Services.
Okay. And the and, just to clarify, did you want that the AND or the ampersand, the symbol for the word and? Like it is on the website, the symbol.
Just as it is on the website.
Perfect. Okay. And then Jay, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Jesse Gaska, and my label or whatever is a business owner as well as the worker.
Okay. Perfect. And then as the owner of NorCal Router and Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Gaska, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services in your service area are, in fact, able to contact you, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Agree.
Of course. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, it is a month-to-month service. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying that you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Gaska, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
And yeah, and all that's for me being on the front page or the first page of Google.
Correct, yeah. And the reason we ask, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure that any information that you already have out there is accurate and consistent, and to fix it if it is not. So, of course, you know, as we discussed, you do have quite a bit of content already. You've done quite a lot for a business owner. We'll make sure that whatever else is out there is accurate, and of course, we'll fix or create what is missing. It is still 47% listings inaccuracy at this point, and all of that is just missing content. So with the discounts that I'm applying here, of course, I'm reducing the cost of the service to a flat rate of $299. The setup fee is waived, and it is a month-to-month service. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today, the 30th of September, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. That is, of course, a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 30th of the month, and that same exact discounted rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up. It is, of course, a month-to-month service, completely at will, no contract whatsoever. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. The service can even be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, that Mr. Gaska, simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Jay, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does in fact conclude the voice verification. And then Mr. Gaska, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's going to be a Visa.
A Visa.
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm actually what I'm looking for it right now.
Okay, no problem.
I left it in my truck.
I went out to my car yesterday twice, once to get my phone, which I left charging, and then again later because I realized I had also left my wallet there.
Ready?
Yes. You said it was a Visa card. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
No, it's mine. It's a person. It's my debit card.
Okay. And is it Jay or Jesse on the card? Is there any middle initial?
It's Jesse. Well, actually, they actually kind of messed up my name on it. So what it is it's going to be J-E. And then space, it's going to be Gaska, my last name.
Okay.
Along with my second last name pressed against that.
Okay.
So that's going to be S-I-O-R-D-I-A.
Was that D like David?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. The S is not capitalized, though. It's just kind of smashed onto the end of the Gaska.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I guess since it's that way officially on the card, we'll send everything out to you that way. But you do go by Jay, right? Or Jesse?
Well, that's only my bank card. So, like, just but like that's like my driver's license says my name, Jesse. So, like, just
Jesse.
Keep it. Yeah. I was going to say, you guys can call me Jeffy.
Okay.
Or mail things to me. Mail things
gotcha.
To me as Jeff.
Okay. All right. So we'll go that route then. And then that's a Visa. So it should start with the four all Visa cards do. Jesse, if you want to go ahead and read that to me, four digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Yeah. So it's 4492.
Okay.
7700.
Yes, sir.
0175.
Okay.
4782.
And then the expiration month and year?
0525.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
103.
So I've got 103 on the back, and then May or 05 of 2025 for the expiration. And was the card itself 4492-7700-0175-4782?
Correct.
And does that fill at the home address, the 9100 Avizon Way, 95020?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'm actually in the process of unloading groceries
here
at the same time. So
no problem. So you will receive the confirmation email by our automated system in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific. You can email the support team 24/7, Jesse. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on there as well. It's simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive that email. But if you receive one or the other, just let me know. I wanted to see if I can walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Let's go ahead and pull that up. Just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others as well. And then I wanted to make sure that I've got a good email address from you. My system's having some glitches, so it won't let me access the page where I update the email address. Just keep circling back. I was looking on the website for a good email address. You kind of got the contact form there, but I don't see a physical street address, or not physical street address, a physical email address. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Hold on. Yes. It's, babe, hey, what's our email for the business again?
J-A.
J-A. Dot Bay Area Router at Gmail. There we go. Hey, baby. Are you eating pizza? Yummy.
Okay, so I've got ja.bayarearouter at gmail.com. So my system may not be able to send out that confirmation email in on the phone call. It seems like I might have to end the call and then reload that page here. But let me get that client interview calendar up here. Let's see. So we schedule by the hour. The call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Looks like the next available would be 1 o'clock. In fact, it looks like that might be the only one available today. Would you be available between 1 and 2 for about a half an hour phone call?
Shoot.
That doesn't work.
Maybe. Now, you know what? I should be able to, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll put it on the calendar then.
Sorry.
It'll be scheduled from 1 until 2. The call will probably get to you a few minutes after 1, get you off the phone pretty close to 1:30. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. You'll get a calendar invite from me in just about a minute here. You'll also, at 12 o'clock, through our automated system, get a reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 1. Now, the calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. No problem if you do. Mm. It's just going to say local splash, CIENG, which just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then when you receive the confirmation email, and you should get that, like I said, as soon as I get off the phone, I think I'll be able to send it, but it won't let me access that page while I'm on a live call. I have to reboot that. Then you'll also receive the link to the written terms and conditions, everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. At the bottom, it's going to ask that you type in your first and last name as it appears there. It is case sensitive and needs appropriate spacing, so if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. And then once you're able to do that, just click confirm signature. And that does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we reduce the cost, that we've even waived your setup fee. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it will even give us a little bit of a head start before we do that client interview. It'll all make sense when you see it. At the very bottom, there's going to be a long line that goes all the way across. Just above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. And then there's a longer box below the line with an arrow pointing towards it. And that's where you're going to type in just your name, Jesse Gaska. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. You will receive that follow-up call from our technician between 1 and 2, and like I said, you'll get that reminder email at noon. But other than that, I'm wanting to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited. You've got a website. We just got to get it out there, make it easier for people to find it on their own without already knowing the name of your business. And, of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
All right. Real quick, just wanted to reiterate, the voice verification is absolutely clear. It is exactly $299 that we'll bill once a month on the 30th. There are no other charges for any other reason. If you ever get a phone call from anyone saying they're either Google or saying they're local splash, if they're asking you for more money, just politely decline the phone call. And if you have any questions, please do give us a call at our client support number. You'll receive that, like I said, in the next minute or two here. When they do the client interview, they're going to set up a security question, just a couple of basic question options here. City you were born in, your first pet's name, your mother's maiden name, if you wanted to use that one. Anybody who calls you claiming to be local splash will, without being prompted, know both the question itself and the answer. They'll also know my name, which is Paul Gordon, so if they don't know that, then just politely decline. Unfortunately, it's one of the byproducts of having an online presence. Not only will people who need your services be able to pick up the phone and call you, but there might be someone even claiming to be local splash saying that you owe them some money, but you don't, and you never will. Just that $2.99 a month on the 30th. But other than that, like I said, you're all set and squared away, so be looking for that phone call in the 1 o'clock hour from our technician. You have a wonderful rest of the day. You enjoy the weekend.
You too.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks a lot, Jesse. Bye-bye.
Bye.